Shoiftim v'shoitrim titim l'cho v'chol sho'arecha. Judges and policemen, you should place in all of your cities. Asher Hashem alekech anoisim l'cho. That Hashem is giving you l'shvatech according to your shvatim. V'shoftu esarim mishpat tzedek. And they should judge the nation a righteous judgment. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, after Zayin on the base, says, Tana Rabban, Minayin Shemamidim Shoiftim Li Yisrael, how do you know that there's a chiyuv to place judges for Klal Yisrael? Tana Loimer, Shoiftim Titim L'chol, this pasuk here. And how do you know that you're supposed to put Shoitrim for Klal Yisrael? Tana Loimer, Shoitrim Titim L'chol. As I state in the Gemara. The question is, what's the Gemara being mechavis to you that it doesn't already say in the pasuk? You know, the pasuk says, "Shoytem v'shoytem tibul chavav shalach." The pasuk is very clear: judges and enforcers, policemen. So, what is the Gemara being meisiv over here? How do you know? The Torah says in the favor. Like, well, what's that? What's the Gemara adding to the pasuk? So, the Sefer Darkei Musar, I'm going to Yaakov Naiman Zatzal, says the following: this is the emesis. The appointment of judges and policemen is a logical mitzvah. Every country is based on law and order. And every country, even amongst the goyim maker, knows that in order for civil life to continue the way it should be, you have to have a government, and you have to have judges, and you have to have enforcers. Otherwise, like Chazal say, Ishes Reyeyu Chaim Beloy, every person will swallow each other up alive, physically, monetarily. So there has to be law and order. You probably remember years ago, I remember the time when Clinton was the president, so there was an American teenager in Singapore who thought he was in America, and he spray-painted a bunch of cars. He didn't realize he was in Singapore. Kids are nice, and they got a hold of him, and they were shaving him 5 lashes. You know, Malchus.
Bubblegum on the floor.
What?
Bubblegum on the floor, same thing.
Yeah. Kids, oh, he's going to get some tumult. Well, they didn't realize that Singapore is going to have zero crime. Over here, everybody was tumbling. How can you do it? And Clinton, you know, he intervened, and because him, they lowered it 1 or 2 lashes. But the guy got 3 lashes. Get him by, you know. There's law and order. There's no crime there. Here in America, you understand, where they're very lax. It's a secular thing that you have to have law and order, and you have to have a government. That, the Gemara says, you're not supposed to do it because of a seichel beginning. You're supposed to do it because the Torah said you should do it. Minayin, shemamidim shoiftim. The seichel is talking machayim, you should have shoiftim. It's machayim, you should have judges. But you have to do it because the Torah says shoiftim people look up. Minaseichel, you have to have policemen, you have to have law and order. But zok the Gemara, you have to do it because the Torah says shoiftim people look up. Why is that? Because human seichel is very frail. Human seichel could be very easily affected by the times. It could be very easily affected by a person's negius. They could be lax in judgment, like we see today in this liberal-oriented times, how law has gone down the drain. You have liberal judges where, because of them, the crime has managed to become rampant. So if you're seimach on the seichel alone, and the way the seichel is mechayiv, for law and order, then it's not going to happen. The Gemara says you have to do it not because the seichel is mechayev, you have to do it because the Torah says so. Seichel is something that could mamish fall by the wayside according to the negias. It comes out very good because mamish right afterwards it says loisata mishpat loisata pradim loisikach sheichan. The seichel is meshuchet to whatever its interests are at that very time. So the end result could be you can have judges, but you can have judges that look away, you have judges that take bribery. But as the Torah says, shoyftim v'shoytrim titim l'cho, you have to have shoyftim and shoytrim, the way the Torah says it, I'll be the Torah. Not because the seichel is mechayim, nor because the Torah says so. Because if you go over to your seichel, that is a very flimsy thing, and that could change with the times. There's a medrash, I believe it's a Pirkei Rav Elazar, that says that Eliezer, Eben Avraham, he once visited his dying. So somebody came and just gave him a punch and caused blood to run. Takes him to Besdin over there. The Besdin Paskin, that because he gave you blood, so he was mice or something to you, so you have to pay him. So So he punched the judge in the nose and started bleeding. He says, now you pay me. So he paid Medrash. I remember at the time I was wondering, like, why did the Medrash bring down such a ridiculous thing? Like, what's the Mishnah? The Medrash is coming to tell you, you can have judges, the most partial people in the land, but if their whole vision is blurred by money, and what's in it for me, they can judge things that mamish ben ahapahu. You see, today the courts, they mamish judge different judgments that mamish akloik, shloik and eger aseichu, because it's all based on shloich and it's all based on eger aseichu. I want to share with you an incident, how human seichu could go off the deep end. Mice happened last week. A friend of mine is a very well-known speaker. Well-known, he goes around speaking in different places. So he was invited for a Shabbos to speak in a certain well-to-do hotel. So they asked him in advance, he should send them the topic that he's going to speak about, that they could advertise what he's going to speak about. Yer Shammai, you know, so he says, I want to speak about the topic of Elul. You know, Elul is coming, you know, oh my gosh, what do we do about it? So they sent him back a message that they don't want him to speak about Elul. They don't want him to, they don't want him to ruin the fun of the people staying in the hotel. Chas v'shalom, they're going to have to think about Elul. They're not going to enjoy the fun in the hotel. So then he said, if you want, so you can sort of like speak about it, Buramizo, like sticking it maybe at the end or somewhere where it's inconspicuous, where you don't have to be too aware of it. But please don't speak about that. It's going to ruin the fun of the people there. That's mamish, how human seichel is meshuchet by the fun, and it's meshuchet. When Elul is coming, the Gaelim used to mamish tzitter from Elul. Ritzel and Petterberg used to lock himself up in an attic, a whole Elul, and be Isaac and Mashal. He wouldn't say a word from the pachet of Elul. And you see how if people become a gushendik, and that clouds their whole vision, Chas v'shalom not to speak about Elul, because it's going to take away our fun. That's something that we have to be aware of. You have to do because the Torah says so. And with the hashkafas ha-Torah, and with the halachas of the Torah. Pasuk says, l'sikach sheikha, the Asalai Divrei Tzadikim. You shouldn't take Shaychat, because Shaychat blinds the eyes of the Chachamim, the wise man. The Asalai, and it makes crooked the words of the Tzadikim. The question is, what is this double lashon over here? Shaychat makes you crooked. What's that? Shaychat, Ya'aver Enei Chachamim. It blinds the eyes, and it makes crooked the words of Tzadikim. So the Parasha, in Sechta Sanhedrin, says a very nice pshat, Poshtu pshat. He says, certain times Dayonim, they judge a case by what they see with their own eyes. Other times, they judge something by testimony that they hear from other people. The Torah is telling us, either one of these things could be made crooked by Shaykhah. Ki HaShaykhah Ya'avar Ein Yechachamim. The Dayan could see the fact with his own eyes. So what could go wrong already? You managed saw it by an effort. You saw exactly what happened. How far he came, how Shaykhah could make people see what they didn't see or not see what they did see. That's the Avarei Chachonim. That's going on when the Dayonim see it with their own eyes. There's other times where Edom come in front of them. The Edom did not take Shaykhah. The Edom are a pure tzaddikim. They're saying it the way it is. But when the Dayan hears it after he took Shaykhah, the Yisalei Divrei Tzadikim, he'll dray around the words of the Tzadikim. Oh, that's what he meant. He meant like this, he meant like that, in a way which the Tzadikim never meant. So Shaykhah is able to make you see what you didn't. It's able to affect the vision of the Dayan when he saw it with his own eyes. The Yisalei Divrei Tzadikim, and when he hears it from Tzadikim, that will not meshuchet, but he'll misinterpret their words to come out with a crooked din. Pasuk says about Melech, Rak layarba loisusim. The melech should not have an overabundance of horses. The lo yoshev es ha'om Mitzrayim. And he should not return the nation to Mitzrayim. Laman harba yisus in order to have many horses. V'Hashem amar lochen, Hashem told you, loisusifun loshev v'aderech hazeroid. Do not return on this path to Mitzrayim. So don't have a lot of horses so that you shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. Rashi learns Pshat in this passage, Vayarba Leisusa, Elokadei Merakafta. Why? V'loyoshev Esa'o Mitzrayim is a reason for Vayarba Leisusa. Because if you're going to be Marba Susim, since the horses come from Mitzrayim, and you're going to be Marba Susim, you're going to cause the people to go back to Mitzrayim to buy the horses. So why? Because Yoshim is on Mitzrayim. So as not to return the nation to Mitzrayim. The Ramban asks a question over here on Rashi. He says, Hukshuli. He says, there's a Yerushalmi in the Masechta Sanhedrin that says, Yoshim is on Mitzrayim, but they're not allowed to go back to settle there. But they're allowed to go back for business purposes. So what's the pshat? How could Rashi say over here, don't bring the nation back to Mitzrayim to get horses? Right? Like, if it's for business purposes, in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, they did that. So what exactly is wrong? How can you say that that's the reason? So in the high time of the Ramban argues with Rashi. And the Ramban says, V'yarba l'isusim, v'l'yosha v'sa'al mitzroim is two separate points. Because one is not a reason for the other. Number one, v'yarba l'isusim. Don't have an overabundance of horses. Why? Because if you have an overabundance of horses, you're going to come and be seimach on your riders and on your army that has horses, and it's going to take away from your betachin Hashem. It's very easy for a melech to believe in koichi v'itzim yadi, also is a chayel hazeh. And you see how makbid the Torah is that the melech has to subjugate himself to the ratzon Hashem and betachin Hashem. If he's going to be marba horses, he's going to be seimach on his riders, on his soldiers, and that's going to take away from his achmaot Hashem. That's number one. Number two, that's a separate thing. Don't put people in Mitzrayim as agents to always send you horses. Because that's a Vazundra thing. Then you're going to be Kaveya them in Mitzrayim. That's a separate thing. You're not allowed to be Kaveya. The minig was, you see my Shlomo HaMelech, that's what they did because they always needed horses. So they settled people in Mitzrayim to become their agents. And they would send out horses and they would pay a tax to the Melech Mitzrayim. So he's not allowed to do that either. Then there's an issue of settling people in Mitzrayim. Even if it's for business, it's only a hetzer to go there temporarily to do the business. But to settle agents in Mitzrayim, that you're not allowed to do. So it comes out as really two separate inyanim. Don't be Marba Susim, because it takes away from your B'tochen Hashem. Secondly, don't do it in a way where you're settling people. To interrupt Rashi, Rashi says that this is a reason. Don't be marba susim k'tein lo yoshev es ha'om mitzrayim. So I once heard a pshat b'derav drush in Rashi. I don't know if it's a simple pshat, but I once heard a pshat b'derav drush. Then when the Torah says lo yoshev es ha'om mitzrayim, einoch inami, for business purposes, it's mutter to go back. But in the spirit of things, you're going to end up bringing the nation back to Mitzrayim. How so? During Bayis Sheni, it was Maisa when Talmai Melech Mitzrayim, Talmai the king of Mitzrayim, he was collecting taxes from the Yidden, and they weren't being paid. Chonyo was the Kohen Gadol then, and at the same time he was Melech, and he was taking taxes and using it for his own frivolity, for his own partying, and he never paid the taxes to Talmai. So Talmai got angry, he threatened to declare war. So there was Yosef ben Tuvi, who was one of the Kohanim. So he went down to Talmai to appease him with bribery, and he bought the rights to become the tax collector. He became the tax collector, he started enforcing the tax, and he killed Yidden. He mamash became a corrupt person, and people gathered around him. And they always kept on going down to Mitzrayim to pay the taxes, to bring the taxes. And in the middle, they brought up with them the Hellenism from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria, shall Mitzrayim, and they spread that into Eretz Yisrael. And remember, that's how Hellenism, one of the ways that Hellenism, the ways of the Goyim from Mitzrayim, that was Alexandria. Alexander, he was the one that stelled avek that community with the Hellenistic styles of the Greeks. And that's how, one of the ways it spread into Eretz Yisrael. There is telling us over here, Enoch Inami, L'tzorech Schoir is Takim Mutter. But if you're going to be married to go down there, you're inevitably going to bring the nation back to Mitzrayim, not into the land of Mitzrayim, but into the Menhagim of Mitzrayim. Just like at that time during Bayis Sheni, the spirit of Mitzrayim was spread into Eretz Yisrael. If you're going to constantly go down to Mitzrayim, and you're going to see those tutzach over there, you're going to bring that ruach back to Eretz Yisrael, that in effect is returning the nation back to Mitzrayim. And that's what the problem is. So sometimes, api halacha, something is mutter. But if you overdo it, then it goes against the spirit of what the Torah wanted. That's for Yoshua's own Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk that the Melech, v'hoyo kishiftei al kisei mamlachtei, when he sits on his throne, He should write for himself. Sefer Torah, al Sefer, before the Kahanim, the Levim. He should write a Sefer Torah in front of the Kahanim, the Levim. So last year on Shabbos, we see Yid, we davened together, Shlomo Michael's Logazon Zayn. Came over to me, must have shot in front of the Kahanim, the Levim. But there was no other Sefer besides the Kahanim, the Levim. He should write a Sefer Torah in front of the Kahanim, the Levim. Like, well, what was the meaning of that? You want to get a regular cipher, you can't get a regular cipher, because there's a din that a cipher for the Melech Sefer Torah has to dafka be a kayin from Shevet Levi. What's the pshat? So right away I looked into the Nitzir and the Pirish Hemigdav, and he smells about it. And he says a couple of pshat. He says, number one, he says, the rest of the yidden, there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. But the rest of the yidden, when we time the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, we know there was two different writings. Right, there was Ksav Ivris, or Ksav Levanoi, it was called, and there was Ksav Ashuris, Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah. So the rest of the Yidden, at that time, they used Ksav Ivris. It was a different kind of a writing. The rest of the Yidden wrote in Ksav Ivris, and that's the way the Seferim of that time used to write. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote his Sefer Torah, he wrote the Sefer of Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Ashuris is a Shlemus de Ksav, which the Yidden were makabel on themselves at the time of Ezra and Bayashani. It's more of a shlemus de kazak from which many more drushes could be made with either tzuris or isis. Only Moshe Rabbeinu had that, and it says when he wrote it, before he was nifter, he gave it over to the kahanim, Shevet Levi. So it's up to Nitzim that that's the pshat. The Melech Sefer Torah is different than the rest of the nation. The rest of the nation, they wrote their sefer in Ksav Ivris, but he had to write it in Ksav Ashuris, so where did he get it from? From the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Shevet Levi. Furthermore, he says, to be Magia the Sefer Torah, you have to be Magia for the perfect Sefer Torah. There was a Sefer Torah in the Azara, which was the perfect Sefer Torah. That's from where they were Magia. That's the second shot that he says. But then he says a third shot. He says, there was a mitzvah b'davka that the Sefer should be a kind of us. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Bavim Metzia that Reb Chiya, he was Mazar Torah, Liyoshna in Bavel, in places where Torah became Bavel. He says, what do I do? He says, I take seeds and I plant them. I plant flax. And from the flax, I make netting. From the nets, I trap deer. I shech the deer and I skin them and I make it into cloth. And from the cloth, I write Sifrei Torah. The meat, I give out to Aniyim. I write five chumashim, and I teach five different children. And then I tell them to teach each other the chumash, and that's the way I'm Arabic Torah be Yisrael. So the Farshim ask the Kasha, why was it necessary to plant flax, to make the nets, to catch the deer, to take off the cloth? Like, what's going on over here? So the Farshim, that when it comes to a Darash B'Kedusha, the earlier you make the Hachamas B'Kedusha, the more Kaddish it becomes and the more of Ashbah it becomes on the people that learn how to think. He wanted the Torah to permeate these children, the Tachlis HaKedusha. Mamele, he started the Hachonis not from the writing itself. He started the Hachonis already by planting the flax for the nets that trap the deer for the skin. So that's the pshat over here. The Melech Sefer Torah has to be Kaddish HaKedusha. Mamele, B'dafka, the Kohanim should be the ones that write it. They are people of the highest Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. So the Sefer Torah has to have that Hachana where it's written, Al Pi the Kohanim. Those are a couple of pshatim that are said by the Nitziv. Then we have the tragic parish of the Egel Aruf. It says, V'hoyo ha'ir ha'kroiv el ha'cholo, the nation that will be closest, found a dead body, the city that's closest to the dead body. The lochu zikne ha'irahi, they should take an egla, they should take a calf, ashali uban ba, that work was not done with it, ashali moshka ba'ay. Should have been Ezra. He says, what's up is the city that's closest to it? They didn't commit the crime. You happen to find the dead body near the city that's closest to it. But why are they guilty of us? Because they have to bring a kapara where nobody else has to. So Ibn Ezra says, I'm married to Kechidish. He says, Niyatachin, could be, Shashem Tziva Lassus, Ken Ha'ir HaKroiva, Kimulei she'osu aveira kidayma lo. If they wouldn't have been guilty of a similar aveira, loy nizdama lahem she'yahar adam karameyem. It wouldn't have happened that the person would be killed near them. In other words, if the aveira happened near this city, it must be that they have a shaykh to this aveira, not that they committed the murder. But if it happened near them, and they had to see it, and they had to be involved by witnessing this dead body, they're giving them a simon, then you have some sort of a shaykh to such a thing. Could be in the form of malvim nebar chaver of a rabbin, could be in the form of not being mechaber people karoy. The famous mice, I mentioned this before, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov used to have a klal, Chazal say, kol ha-negoyim odem roya chutz mi-negei atzmai. Koyim, when he looks at a nega, he's allowed to see everybody else's nega, but if it's a nega on his own thing, he's not allowed to look at it. The belt says over, a person always sees other people's kisroinus, but his egin of kisroinus he doesn't see. But the Baal Shem used to teach, kol ha-negoyim odem roya chutz. If a person sees an aveira someplace else, it's a simon, it's me nigei atzma, it's negei to himself as well. If men ha-shamayim, they made it happen that he should witness an aveira, it was a simon to him that you're guilty of that same aveira. Ma'isa shohei with the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem once saw Chilul Shabbos. He's shaking up, he says, L'shitas, he come on the Baal Adam Raya Chutz, this is nigei atzma, it was like Chilul Shabbos. He couldn't come up with a solution to the shaila until he remembered the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Talmud Chacham is considered Shabbos. He's b'primus Shabbos. He's a menuchadikah person. He lives a life of kedusha. Baal Shem witnessed the bizoyin of the Talmud Chacham, and he did not make a machor the way it should have been. So that was his eifer of chilul Shabbos. Memeli he saw open chilul Shabbos. Baal Shem promptly went to be Misak in the Saneira. He went to be Mishamash the Chacham. Who was that Chacham? The Pnei Yeshua. He went to be Mishamash the Pnei Yeshua. As a matter of fact, years later, Pnei Yeshua's daughter didn't have children for a long time. So he sent her to go to the Baal Shem, but not to say who she is. So she went to the Baal Shem and she asked for a bracha. Baal Shem said, someone with a father like you does not have to come on to my bracha. Maisa gave her a bracha and she had children. But that's the pshat. When you see something, an aveira, vaistos min ha-shamayim, they will mazmir it to you that you should see that in a certain bechina, it's negyed to you as well. That's the pshat over here, v'oysa irak prayma, like the Ibn Ezra. If it happened that this city was the closest one and they witnessed, they saw this terrible thing, so that's a simon that they have some sort of a guilt here, and they have to be mechaper. So I saw a very nice pshat. There's a Gemara Masechtas Makkos, Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara Masechtas Makkos says there was a person that was eaten up by a lion within three parsois of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Eliyahu HaNavi did not want to talk to him anymore. Eliyahu HaNavi used to come and learn with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but when that mice happened, he didn't come to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the pshat? He said, Amazbrin, I'll be this. If such a thing could happen within the area of Yeshua ben Levi, vaistos in a certain bechina, he's guilty of the same thing. So then said him, Azba the pasuk says afterwards, at the very end, the pasuk says the following. It says, Ba'atos sevar hadam hanoki mikir mecha, kisasa hayosha v'enei Hashem. By the end of the parsha of Egel Aruf, it says, you will get rid of the clean blood being spilled in your midst, you'll do the right thing in the eyes of Hashem. How are you doing that? What's the pshat? So the Mazra, Peter said, Ben Ezra, the reason why it happened near you is because you were guilty of it to a certain degree. But if you will do what's straight in the eyes of Hashem, and you're not going to be guilty, you're going to be impeccable in your hanhagas with people, and there's not going to be a shash of any shemitz of ariga by you, that's the best way of getting rid of the spilling of blood. You have Ashron the entire surroundings. There's a nice that they say, oh, with Ramosha. Ramosha Panchin, the title of the Bracha. Somebody came running, he was in yeshiva, somebody came running up to his office. Then a Yiddish child was just hit by a car. Right near the yeshiva, he's lying there, it looks like he's dead. Ramosha says, it's impossible. It can't be such a sign. She said, I saw a kid with a yarmulke lying on the floor, he looks like he's dead. checked. It was a Goyish kid. What happened? The kid ran away a yarmulke from a Yiddish kid and he started running. He was hit by a car. He lined it. So he came up and told Ramesh. He said, Ramesh, I understood that in my sphere such a thing can't happen. You understand? Such a thing can't happen. That's the pshat. You know, Ramesh was Ramesh. Those hitters. I want to finish off with a nice part that I saw from the Sar Shalom of Bells. By the Melech, it says, Mikerev Achecho Tosim Olecho Melech. From amidst your brothers, you should place a king upon yourself. So Sar Shalom of Bells says, Amari the Gazakim is very much negated to Elul Ovir. Mikerev Achecho, if there's a Hiskarvus amongst the brothers, Benot al-Khaveri is good. There's a Hisach, those people care about each other. People do chesed with each other. Tosim Alech HaMelech, that's the way you're zoich to be makabel ol malchut shamayim. If the Benot al-Khaveri is the way it should be, people care about each other. There's a Havas Khaveri, there's Diba Khaveri. Be care of that, Tosim Alech HaMelech. The El is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is when we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon ourselves. So one of the Ikrim and Avoida during Elul, during this period, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is Mikera Machecha, to be Mekara, brothers one to the other, Ahava and Dibuk Chaveirim, and through that, Tosim Olech HaMel, Mishtak, Mizoyche, to do it with Tachlis Ahim. I'm going to shout.